The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
To say,
follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Brad Williams, who's going to be doing some live comedy this weekend,
Salt Lake City.
Is he on a plane yet? Is he calling from Salt Lake City, Puss?
I'm guessing. No, I think he said he was going to be in Salt Lake City by today.
Okay,
yeah, because he's there. Tonight and tomorrow night, he's doing two shows.
Tim and Lincoln writes us, TNT.
Two nights, I mean, I don't know how many shows you're doing.
TNTRadioEmpire.com is the email. Guys talking about 151 Bacardi. I love to make Bob Marley shots with 151.
What's that?
A flaming Bob Marley is cream de mint, Galliano, grenadine, and 151, and then you light it on fire.
No thanks.
Well, if it's Bob Marley, there's got to be some weed in there. That makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, if you're using the name Bob Marley, it's got to be weed. He wasn't known to be a drunk. He was known to be a weed guy.
It's called that because the grenadine is red, and the Galliano is kind of...
Oh, the colors of Jamaica. Color. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Then it's a Jamaican shot.
The Rasta color.
It's the color of the Jamaican flag.
Yeah, okay.
Well, so I went to the liquor store to get some Bacardi 151.
You did?
Liquor store manager.
Okay.
No,
all
Tim
right.
did.
Okay.
Tells me they quit making it. Allegedly, lawsuits. Flaring up from flaming drinks. So the 151.
But all thing lights up.
I'm not a rum guy, so I haven't shot for 151. So.
But you can light anything up.
Yeah.
I mean, I used
no.
to. I know. You can. Whiskey lights.
Does it?
Yeah. I drank. What's in a. Google it, puss. I forget what it was. My 21st birthday, somebody handed me one. A big flaming shot of something.
That helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still make flaming desserts.
It wasn't rum in it, yeah.
Like flame. Oh, I don't know what they put on. To make a dessert flame.
Yeah, but you don't eat it while it's flaming. You do the shot while it's flaming. You drink it while it's flaming.
Do they still sell Everclear? Can you get that at a liquor store?
Yeah.
I'm not getting this Bacardi 151 not getting sold anymore.
Well, this liquor store manager.
Maybe this. Maybe you realize that guy's in trouble. Yeah, dude, I think you need to go. I'm gonna block
right.
you.
I'm not gonna sell you any 151, right. Tim.
Right. He's got burn marks all around
right.
his mouth.
Right.
You're just gonna light it on fire.
What's so weird? It doesn't make any sense. He'd be able to go after them, like, "Hey, we got burned after we started this on fire."
Right.
Yeah, then don't start it on fire.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a
thing. Well, people sue anybody for anything.
Yeah, I'm not denying his. I'm not denying his story, but it doesn't sound like it's holding water. I think the guy talking to him was probably BSing him. Yeah, I heard they don't sell this anymore because people are lighting their face on fire.
Ah, at Wikipedia, they say it's discontinued.
Okay, there it is.
That's a good source, generally.
Okay, I found some recipes.
What's the difference between Bacardi and Bacardi 151?
Higher proof?
Right, yeah. It's just the proof.
The 150, I don't know what regular Bacardi rum is, but the 151 is way higher.
I found a list of flaming shots here.
Okay.
And I'm guessing this is the one that you got on your 21st birthday. It's the flaming a-hole.
No.
it seems appropriate.
Well, your mom bought it for me, so.
Grenadine, creme de mint.
Remember this?
That wasn't that. It was whiskey with Tabasco sauce.
Ooh. That sounds gross.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
No, it was
you
fine.
You mean like Fireball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was pretty drunk, and somebody gave it to me. I had a mustache, too, but you don't catch your face on fire. You just, pretty much when you're pouring it, it just goes out into your mouth, you know?
The face is on fire.
Exactly.
A friend of mine sent me a recipe for a drink that was, it's dark rum and then ginger beer and lime.
Well, that sounds good.
It's tasty. It's called the Dark and Stormy.
That sounds good.
I gotta start drinking. I need something new to drink, man. I'm bored.
That was tasty.
With liquor. I haven't had rum in a while. Maybe I'll go back to some rum.
A Prairie Fire?
That was it.
Yeah.
What's in that?
I've heard of that.
Mixed drink consisting of whiskey or another strong liquor and hot sauce.
That's it. Prairie Fire.
That's just basically it. Whiskey and Tabasco.
Yeah, that was it.
Ugh.
I was at a bar on my 21st birthday.
Apparently, some people will substitute tequila for the whiskey.
I had a whiskey one. Prairie Fire. Thank you, Puss. That would have bugged me all day.
One part whiskey. Yeah.
And
to
I needed it, too, because by
four
that, I wasn't
drops of
yet.
Hot sauce. Yeah. Oh, some people do it with sake. Ooh.
Yeah.
So apparently anything 80 proof or above will light.
Got it.
Oh, my God. A West Texas Prairie Fire, Everclear, and Tabasco.
The whiskey one was fine. Once again, I was ripped when I drank it.
And that that version, that West Texas Prairie Fire, that right. calls for 3/4 Everclear to 1/4 Tabasco. So if you're going, you know, an ounce of Everclear, you got to have a 1/4 ounce of hot sauce to go in that. That's a lot of hot sauce.
The bartender gave it to me. So
your ass would be on fire the next day.
Apparently, they make an Everclear in 151, and then there's the Everclear that's 190. That you can run your car on, and that's only available in 36 states. There's 14 states where you can't buy the 190.
Well, Everclear. It's Friday. I'm drinking now.
Only 36 states sell the Everclear 151, too. But those are the most powerful liquors I know. The discontinued Bacardi and the Everclear.
And didn't Tyler tell us that Galliano or Galliano, whatever it is just horrible?
Sweet.
Yeah, what was that drink my dad made me in over Christmas?
Harvey Wallbanger?
Yeah. It's brutally horrible. It was sweet and nasty. I couldn't finish it, and believe me, not finish an alcoholic drink.
That's not you.
No.
But the Galliano does come in a pretty bottle. It's tall.
Yeah, that's why it's called the...
I remember Dad
up
used to...
Up against the wall.
Yeah, he used to have one in his office. Yeah. And every spring, the ants would gather around the bottle of Galliano, because it's that sweet.
Yeah, my dad made a bunch of those during Christmas. I didn't like it.
We're celebrating International Respect for Chickens Month. So be sure and respect the chicken.
Last night.
Thank you.
Well, is killing him respecting him, or we're supposed to just like to nod to him, say, what's up, dude, and move on?
It's international respect for chickens. Okay. It just depends on where you are.
Right. Tip your cap when you see your chickens.
Right.
I'm coming to smoke one this weekend.
All right.
Like in the smoker.
I thought this was just Craig dangling it in front of Todd again that you don't have chickens.
Yeah. Respect it and smoke it.
And eggs. I'll probably have a few eggs this weekend. I've always respected the chicken. You didn't have to tell me to respect the chicken.
Respect it right into a burrito.
But everyone needs to
killing
know.
Killing them and eating them.
To respect the chicken.
Yeah, by killing them and eating them. Right. I think you're supposed to be nice to them.
There's a house whose backyard is close to our backyard, and they have chickens and ducks in their backyard.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. I never hear them.
Well, they're allowed in the city except for the rooster, right?
Yeah, I think they say you can't have the roosters.
Right.
I think that's the highest form of respect you can pay an animal, is that you go kill it and eat it.
I love you so much, I want you inside me.
Who are you talking to?
The chicken.
That worked last time, Nick.
You need a new line.
You need a new one.
Always throwing out that sweet talk.
With me, you do. With me, you do.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Travel is expected to be light, but gas prices heading into this weekend are the lowest since 2003. Prices have been starting to inch back up at the pump. Now they say the average price for a gallon of unleaded regular is $1.87. It's the first time the average has been below $2 for the holiday in 17 years.
17 years. Yeah.
It's creeping up a little bit, but it's still relatively cheap, you know, compared to pre-pandemic prices.
We're not getting gas that much, though, really.
Now, for the first month, my insurance company cut me a break on car insurance.
I can't tell.
But just for 1 month.
I did.
I don't think mine did either.
I got a rebate check.
Oh, I never did. Like, I know I didn't get that.
But it was just for 1 month. Now it's back to regular prices.
Yeah.
And I'm still driving just as little.
Okay. So yeah, I don't know.
That seemed like a kind of an empty gesture. Actually, I didn't really even expect that from insurance companies.
An empty gesture?
Well, yeah, I expect an empty gesture. I was surprised they cut the prices in the first place.
That is surprising. We just added our son to our plan, and our price went down.
What?
Yeah. How bad a driver are you?
Right. Yeah, I was surprised. 16-year-old kid. It was just like $8 a month or whatever, but I didn't think that it would.
I'm not sure how it works.
I was really surprised it went down. Because he can't drive. He's not good. You know, he's all over the place.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt did something that Tyler wants to do. Chris Pratt was looking at his emails, and he realized he's got 34,000 unread messages, and he was starting to go through them. He was starting to go through them, and he ended up accidentally deleting 51,000 emails.
I thought you were talking about banging Anna Faris.
Yeah.
Something that Tyler wants to do.
No, I like his new woman hotter than Anna Faris.
She's no slouch.
Yeah. No, I didn't say that.
I'd like to delete 51,000 emails.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of time consuming.
I think even do it.
In our email box, you can only do it maybe one page at a time.
Oh no, he accidentally hit some button and he was just watching them all go.
I want to know what that button is. Because I'm looking at my count here. I currently have 66,389 emails in my inbox. Because I don't delete.
I have 11,000. I don't get mine. Mine says I have 1,170, and I don't delete either.
Well, those are unread.
Oh, unread. That's right. No, it says inbox. Is that unread?
Yeah, that'd be unread.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and how do I find out what's in there? I don't see the number of that. You know, whatever.
There's just a number that says inbox.
I wouldn't be able to sleep with that many unread emails. That would drive me crazy.
Well,
you look at my email box. You'll know what to read and what not to read.
I delete almost everything that comes in as soon as I see it.
Yeah, you've been on it from day one, Puss. Once you get behind, you're done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been done. Yeah.
And I don't delete anything.
I unsubscribe from a lot of emails.
I ignore a lot of it.
Well, ours is huge because it's our work email. And listeners can get on that. Your work email, like at your work, listener, your people that enjoy your comedy don't know that email.
No.
Yeah, if you have an email, does he have a Nick at TNTRadioEmpire.com?
I believe so.
Okay, well, that'll start building up.
No, but he's right.
Pile in that one.
I go through stages of that too every year, like especially like around Black Friday when your personal email just gets blasted with everybody that you've ever bought something from, start unsubscribing from their lists and
I do that. Okay.
Yeah, just take me off your, and I get weird political emails. Mm-hmm. Unsubscribe.
Yeah, I've unsubscribed from so much stuff that like I'll go like an entire afternoon without getting like a personal email and be like, what's going on?
Nobody cares.
I'm not getting an email?
No, nobody's checking you.
So to accidentally delete your thousands of emails, that's a good thing to do.
I'd like to. It's just really time-consuming.
I actually like to accidentally delete all my Facebook friends.
Oh, I do that on purpose.
I do a lot of them, yeah.
If people have been sharing that thing of somebody mashed up Trump talking about drinking bleach with that into Billy Madison.
Yes.
Where they're doing the decathlon.
Yes.
It's perfect.
Netflix is
Trump 2020. That's how they respond to those.
You pussy. Can't handle some bleach.
I'm out of work in my basement. Trump 2020.
Netflix is going to do something that not many companies will do. They're going to start canceling subscriptions of their inactive members.
And if you don't turn it on at all, they don't want the money?
That's what they're saying.
Why?
They announced that they would notify all users who have not watched a show or movie in the last year. So this is so someone who hasn't turned it on in a year.
Why do they care? They get the cash.
That their membership will be canceled soon.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I guess it's nice that if company? You're not going to use our stuff, well, we won't charge you.
Well, that's very nice.
That's like Jim saying, you haven't been here in a few months, and we're going to cancel your membership. Right. I think they count on that.
Yep.
They count on people joining at the first of the year, mm-hmm. going for a couple of months, and then never showing up again, and still taking the money out of their account.
Yeah, right.
My gym stopped charging once the pandemic hit, though.
Yeah, but they're charging you again now.
I don't think they're open.
Oh, they can be.
But I haven't seen it charged yet.
I wonder if that affects their numbers, though, because if they have like a new show that they release, they're like, okay, 60% of people who have Netflix are watching this.
Right.
But if you've got some people that just aren't watching anything.
But even then, they don't care. You still get billed.
Yeah. They can go by actual raw numbers. You know, they know exactly how many people that 60% is.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting to cancel my YouTube premium. I have the YouTube premium.
What would premium do?
I think it gets you access to a lot of other stuff. Like okay. I said, originally bought it to watch the Ralph Macchio stuff, the follow-up
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, I cut the cord, but everything's more expensive.
Yeah. But they keep charging me because I forget to cancel, and I never really watch it. All right, Bill has an email here. Guys, a buddy of mine told me he had heard on the radio that hog farmers were having to sodomize their hogs due to market prices. I thought surely he was mistaken and meant euthanize. Can Puss confirm this? So what are they doing on the farm there? Are they sodomizing or euthanizing?
No, I believe they are euthanizing.
Okay. Right. After they sodomize.
I'm not going to
That's less
speculate.
Sick than the other way.
Yeah. Depends on what you're into, I guess.
That's if that's right. what you're going to do.
Let's go. Down to Puss's farm.
Sodomize some hogs.
Let's go. Take me down to Puss's farm.
Yeah, no farm.
Euthanize and sodomize in that order. That's sick and wrong.
Yeah, we actually just...
The other way.
We just did a promotion here. We did a promotion with our hometown here, Z92, and we sold some hogs to protect them from being sodomized.
You would hope.
Euthanized.
Right? Euthanized, right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What you do with them after you buy them is not what we had anything to do with.
People did get live hogs at their homes. Not sure what's happening to
them.
They did.
Yeah, I don't want to know what happened after somebody bought a hog.
You know what? If you're a hog, would you rather be sodomized or euthanized? Probably.
You take that call?
Probably. You're still alive.
Well, but you probably don't get that it's one or the other.
Oh, yeah, that's true. If you don't know, I could have been killed. You're just,
right.
You're saying, oh, this sucks.
Well,
here comes Farmer Puss coming down.
No farm.
That's true, Craig. You don't know that you have the option.
Well, yeah, as the pig's getting sodomized, he's hoping he's getting, should be euthanized. Just kill me, then sodomize me.
Oh, damn. That stuck to the tape.
So Yellowstone apparently opened up on Monday, and then a couple days later,
wanted to go, but he's pissed other people were there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a woman got too close to a bison and knocked her down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's open for 2 days.
2 days.
And somebody gets gored or run over by a buffalo.
She okay?
Yeah.
You really need to maintain your social distance when there's buffalo around.
Yeah.
Well,
you hear about this every year.
At Yellowstone, they say you're supposed to stay 25 yards away from all large animals and 100 yards away from bears and wolves.
Yeah, that's a good
100 yards.
Good rule of thumb.
But even then, if you're 100 yards away from a wolf or a bear, because obviously they probably run about the same speed, and you're not around your car, they're still going to, even 100-yard distance, they're going to catch you, right?
Oh,
well, you don't have to run faster than the bear or the wolf.
The guy you're with.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
but if you're by yourself, a bear will track you down. Bears are fast.
Yeah, I was going to say, a buffalo, even at 25 yards, they've got some closing speed, don't they?
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
I would still call that too close.
They've obviously timed it.
We find out how fast a buffalo can run. Faster than
inquiring minds.
Faster than you think.
I don't know. I think they're pretty fast.
Speeds of up to 35 miles an hour. That's faster than
How fast can a pig run if it knows it's going to get sodomized, Puss?
Look that
You'd
up.
You'd be surprised.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
grease them up before or after? How does the where does the greasing up the pig come
it's
in?
It's a personal preference thing.
I thought you were just going to say yes. Greg's favorite answer, yes. Brad Williams later on. Friday, Memorial Day weekend.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.